The latest incidents in London have been the backdrop for passionate debate in the U.S. House of Representatives on reauthorizing key portions of the Patriot Act, a sweeping law approved by the U.S. Congress after the September 2001 terrorist attacks against the United States. For many months, lawmakers from both political parties prepared for the debate on the Patriot Act, which U.S. law enforcement officials have said has been their most effective tool to prevent new terrorist attacks. Republicans and Democrats cited Thursday's incidents in London as further proof of the terrorist threat the law was designed to confront. Republican Phil Gingrey and Democrat Louise Slaughter.
I remain confident not only the resolve of the British government led by Tony Blair, but also the resolve of the British people to stand firm against these cowards.
Our thoughts and prayers are with our friends in London, who today are coping with what seems to be a second terrorist attack in 2 weeks.
Debate on the Patriot Act highlighted significant disagreements over its provisions. Republicans recalled that the law was approved by wide bipartisan majorities after the September 2001 Al-Qaeda attacks and challenged assertions by opposition Democrats that the law continues to make Americans vulnerable to violations of civil liberties. Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner chairs the House Judiciary Committee.
And notwithstanding the vague and general suspicion expressed by some of its detractors, the record shows that there is no evidence whatsoever that the Patriot Act has been abused to violate American civil liberties. None whatsoever.
Democrats support giving law enforcement officials tools they need to fight terrorism, but remain unhappy with key aspects of the Patriot Act involving the power of the FBI to request and justify the need for library, bookstore, and other records. Michigan Democrat John Conyers expressed concern about the use of so-called national security letters by authorities to seize citizens' records.
Which allows the FBI to obtain financial, telephone, internet, and other records relevant to any intelligence investigation without judicial approval. Again, this is for any intelligence investigation, which means it doesn't even have to deal with terrorism or even a crime.
Republicans such as Michigan Congresswoman Candace Miller say there are strong requirements for judicial review of requests and insists terrorist threats justify the strongest of measures.
While I care deeply about protecting the civil rights of law-abiding Americans, I do not care one iota about the civil rights of terrorists bent on destroying our way of life.
Democrats also complain that key provisions, including two involving library, medical records, and wiretap authorities, are being extended for 10 years rather than being allowed to expire, while 14 others are being made permanent. The question of allowing certain provisions to expire once they are no longer needed, so-called sunset provisions, sparked a sharp exchange between two Republicans, Congressman Sensenbrenner and California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher.
I gladly supported Patriot 1. Now they have taken all but two of the sunset provisions, which would make those extraordinary new powers that we gave the government lapse once we have peace in this country. Any real patriot will vote against this expansion of government at the expense of the individual, even when peacetime comes.
This committee has done its job. It's done its job effectively, and it's made sure that the civil liberties of the people of this country have not been infringed upon.
Legislation reauthorizing the Patriot Act is also moving toward consideration in the U.S. Senate, where similar issues are being debated. President Bush has described reauthorization of the act as vital to the war on terrorism. Dan Robinson, VOA News on Capitol.